So what are the major issues facing particularly our wahine in the Pacific region?
Yeah, so we had in our Talanoa, our kōrero, we've identified five issues that's affecting women. One is the importance of leadership and women having leadership roles in Parliament. Secondly, when they are at Parliament, that they have they're at the decision-making table, increasing the number of women in Cabinet. Thirdly, the climate change is an issue for everyone around the table. Fourth was about ending family violence in the Pacific. And the last one was a focus on human rights.
Climate change issues, when it affects our whānau in the Pacific, particularly our wahine and our children, how are they talking about, speaking about it from a wahine and whānau perspective?
Yeah, so one of the Minister of Fisheries for Niue, the Honourable Mona Ainu, talks about how climate change champions for children in Niue. So one of the conversations that the children were saying is, and simply asking her, you know, climate change is killing our food. The beach, the coral reef is starting to turn white. You know, where is our food? And one of the questions that the young people asked was, the people that's poisoning our environment, can they just come here and see how this is affecting us? So the focus, the voices from the children is focused on what they see every day, which is their food supply in terms of seafood is disappearing, and they now have to travel further into the moana to find food. So, yeah, that was really an area where it was very emotional for the women in the room. So there are 13 countries here attending the wānanga, and it's have been insightful to hear the differences within each nation, including Aotearoa.
And in terms of domestic violence, I mean, that is a big issue for First Nations people. Are there commonalities in the way to address those from island to island, from nation to nation?
Yeah, I think the commonality today is that the women wanted family violence to end in the Pacific. And they did look at a five-year plan in terms of what do we want to see in 5 years. So everyone had agreed that family violence need to eliminate family violence altogether. But the way to get there's still there's a lot more that we need to talk about.
What are some of the drivers or the underlying issues that might prevent us from actioning or eliminating violence?
Yeah, I think if we look here in Aotearoa in terms of leadership for family violence prevention, the driver is from the government. So with the women wanting the driver of prevention, resourcing strategies and providing knowledge to the community comes with financial obligations. So I think where the women want to have a representation, a higher representation in Parliament and at the decision-making table, that their wisdom is shared around that table. The majority of the members of Parliament in the Pacific region, including New Zealand, are men. So what the voices of the women in this wānanga talked about was around the foundation of aroha from wahine, from in Tongan is fefine, hoeg fafine. So it is about having that wisdom around the decision-making table. So that's why the strive is to have more women representation in Parliament and at the decision-making table in Cabinet. Obviously, in New Zealand, we've achieved that. It's been a long journey to get 50% representation in Parliament and in our Cabinet, but we have achieved it. So it is achievable. It's just when will it be for our neighbours in the Pacific region? That's a question that we all need to have an answer for.
Do we also have to investigate some of the colonial impacts onto our whānau in the Pacific, like Christianity influencing the whānau dynamic? Is that also a point of kōrero for our whānau in the Pacific?
When you look at that whenua or indigenous, we all had our ways of dealing with our daily issues and our problems and our celebrations. As with the colonisation, I think Samoa had celebrated their 62nd independence from New Zealand as an independent nation. We can say that there is an effect. But each country is different. For Tonga, wasn't colonised, but the views and ideas what landed on the shores with Christianity.
What about aid to the Pacific? Sometimes we say that there could be more support, a different type of support, and that has come in various ways. Was that talked about at all?
Really, the conversations or the corridor that we had since Sunday, when the women were welcomed at Papakura Marae by Porphyry, was about coming together, because we haven't been together since prior to COVID. So most of those issues hasn't been talked about, but the appreciation was extended to Aotearoa for providing the opportunity to come together.
When we talk about a democracy, is there a cultural perspective on the definition of democracy as it affects each of the different islands? Because, again, using us as an example, there are some hapori within Te Ao Māori that say democracy as we define it does not suit us. Is there a whakaaro that each country also has a different perspective on democracy and how it impacts on them?
Yes, there is. So Tonga's system actually represent the country's democracy. The representation in parliament includes seats for the nobility and then seats for the general public. So that itself, in terms of democracy for Tongans, is differs from Aotearoa. In Samoa, those who are able to stand as candidates need to be a chief, a matai. And then if you look at Tokelau, which is the realm of Aotearoa, the people who attend their leadership decision-making circle needed to be a chief from their region, and usually the chiefs are male. So, yes, it is. There's a difference in terms of definition of democracy in each country, and it's up to them to decide what that looks like.
So what was the big takeaway then, do you think, for all of the nations this week?
Yeah, the takeaway was the importance of tuakana tēnā. Every journey that we take, sometimes the role, if it's genealogically, then it's like the older and the younger sibling. But in terms of knowledge and wisdom, sometimes the one who is younger can be the tuakana, because they've had experience of being a cabinet minister or a minister, and where, someone like me who's older and hasn't had that experience, I'm then tēnā in terms of knowledge. The will and the determination by the ngā wahine that attended this conference or this wānanga is that they like to have a voice at the decision-making table.
Anahila, kano ngata, fabulous name. Where did that ingoa come from?
Anahila lose, kano ngata. My mother had a pen friend from Tai Rāwhiti in Gisborne. When I was born, he happened to be in Tonga, so he asked my mother if he can gift me his sister's name. So his two sisters were Anahira and Rose, so that's why my name's Anahila Lose. Kanongata'a, it talks about being something that's hard in the core. It was over a meal that my ancestor was called Kanongata'a.
So what we can say is that you're a whangai of Te Tai Rāwhiti.